Now, you might be talking about a person that, you were with somebody fishing, and you might say, I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't
caught any.
And you might say to somebody, now let's meet in town. But now if I get there first, I'll
wait till you come.
And if you're about to punish a little child, he might say, oh, please give me another
chance.
And if a person was in a good mood, instead of saying they were in a good mood, you might say they were in a good
humor.
And if you had mice or something that you didn't want anymore, you'd say, well, I'm just going to have to get gone.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wanted to, or say that you had some old junk that you didn't want anymore, you might say, I'm going to have to get
rid of it.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard anybody say get shed of it?
Shed of it, yeah.
You sometimes say that?
Mm-hmm.
And now talk about a person that was kind of a know-it-all, you know, kind of a smart aleck kind of know-it-all. You might say, well, he didn't know what was going on, but
he's kind of nosy.
Uh-huh. And if he wanted to make you think he knew it all, you'd say, well, he didn't know anything, but he
kind of smart.
Mm-hmm. And you say, somebody might say, he made out like he knew it all, or...
Yeah.
Now children, like in school, if they were talking about somebody stealing their pencil, now instead of saying, who stole my pencil, a lot of times the kid might say, instead of saying, who stole my pencil, they might say,
who got my pencil?
Uh-huh, or they might say, who swiped
my
mm-hmm.
pencil?
Now, in talking about like writing letters and things, say, do you know anything about him? And you might say, well, I have just
wrote him a letter.
And then you say, now, yesterday he, still talking about writing letters, yesterday he you say, yesterday he
wrote.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow I'm going
thanks.
And if you put the letter in the envelope, and then you take your pen and you
write his address.
Mm-hmm. You okay? Okay. Okay. And you say that, and you call that, you know, if you ask somebody to do that for you, to write the thing on there, you say, will you take this letter and
mail it?
Uh-huh. And if you didn't know somebody's name and address and you wanted somebody else to put it on there, you'd say, now would you take this letter
and address it?
Yeah, uh-huh. Now, if a little kid had learned something new, like how to whistle or something, and they came home from school, you want to know where they picked that up, you might say, who
learned you how to do that?
And if there was something that you intended to, that you were planning on doing, like painting your house or something, and somebody said, have you painted your house yet? And you might say, no, but I
intend to.
And if the children, you know, sometimes they'll tell on each other.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know they will.
And what do they call that when?
Tattletale.
Uh-huh. Now, have you ever heard people talk about adults and call them a tattletale?
Yeah.
They would?
Yeah.
Sometimes they use it with people who tell tales or something?
Yeah. Tell one,